We are expanding upon our loving our neighbor commandment, as we heard last week in Matthew. This week, Jesus and Luke gives us a story to go along with it, to explain the question, who is our neighbor? Neighbor, the man who is bleeding on the side of the road, the neighbor, the Samaritan. Go and do likewise, Jesus says. Pretty basic. Pretty foundational to our faith. This is what makes us Christian. Or I should say, the greatest thing that makes us Christian. The best quality of being Christians. We believe in caring for people. We believe in helping people. But it doesn't just stop there. We believe in doing something unexpected, to do something countercultural. You know, it could be that the reason why the Levite and the priest walked by on the other side of the road is they believed that this man was a hopeless case. Maybe he was already dead. Maybe he was just playing possum so that he could rob them. He'd bring out a knife himself. No one expected them to help somebody who is dying on the side of the road. It's not expected. But Jesus uses this example to say, go out of your way. Further than that, love your enemies. Go out of the way. Take time out of your schedule, your busy day, to help somebody. It was not an easy thing to do. Put him on your horse, bring him to an inn, pay 2 denarii, spend a whole night taking care of him, then spend the 2 denarii to the innkeeper to help take care of them. Love your enemies. See, Jesus turns the tables on our expectations. He could have used the Samaritan as the one that got beat up along the side of the road, but instead, it's the Samaritan who is the helper, who is the example in this story, thus bringing shame upon the normal Jewish listener to this story. Levites, priests, good law-abiding Jews, did not stop. It was the Samaritan who stopped. What if it was us on the side of the road who needed help? What if your worst enemy, or the person who you thought was your worst enemy, who you thought would hate you, stopped to help you? Who is your neighbor indeed? The Samaritan as the neighbor? That's the answer for us? Who were the Samaritans? The Samaritans believed in God, but they believed in God just a little bit differently. They said that you could worship God where we live in Samaria. You didn't have to go to the temple. And there were other cultural reasons why Jews and Samaritans hated each other. They were right next door. Neighbors. Literally. The next province over. Why is it often that our enemy is the one we have a lot in common with? I wonder. It's the same in that day as it is in this day. I like to insert here a comment about school rivalries, right? In Galleon, we don't much like Crestline or Willard. Who is it? Bucyrus, right? Shelby. Well, we have a lot in common with Shelby. Believe it or not, we don't like to admit it. They had the same God. They had the same religious practices, just did it in a slightly different way. And yet, they were mortal enemies. The Jews used to go all the way around from Judea to get to Galilee in the north, in between their Samaria. They used to go on the other side of the River Jordan, way out of their way, so they wouldn't have to associate with Samaritans. Why do we hate what is most like us? Why do we harm those who are closest to us the worst? Proximity. Maybe we get too comfortable being around our friends and family. You know, it's cliched to think of our neighbors as, when we hear scriptures like this, as people who are far off, people who we won't ever probably meet, people of a different country, different religion, different race. Far away. We can love them because they're far away. We don't have to come in contact with them. We can send them our love and support and compassion. We won't ever see them. But as soon as they start getting a little bit closer to us, as soon as they start moving into our neighborhoods, into our countries, well, it's a little bit harder to love the one whom we have differences with. The way that we can love God with everything, all of our being, Luke makes a point to add a fourth thing, so we have mind, soul, strength, spirit, everything, all parts of us, spirit, even our physical being. The way that we can love God is by loving our neighbor. It goes hand in hand. Can't have one without the other. We cannot say we love God while treating each other badly. If we ask God what we should do, God is going to point to the least of these. God is going to point to our neighbors and says, you see that person over there who needs help? Love them. And by loving them, you will demonstrate that you love me. Jesus used the parable of the sheep and goats in the Gospel of Matthew when he separates everybody, humanity, into basically those who help the least of these, who were the face of Christ, and those who did not. God might be pointing to that family member you have a hard time getting along with. God might be pointing to that coworker who is difficult. God might be pointing to that neighbor on your street who treats everyone poorly and is always in a bad mood. It says, love them first, and then talk about loving me. Most of us won't have an opportunity to love a complete, total stranger, someone who is different than us. So why not love those who are closest to us? The ones whom we might have a rivalry with, the ones whom we might not be able to get along with on a day-to-day basis. Love those. Love them first. Can we do that? Can we do that? We don't have to look very far. We don't have to look across boundaries and borders. We don't have to look upon something that's completely and totally foreign to us. Just what is around us. These are our neighbors. These are the people whom we're called to love. Let's go and do likewise, like this Samaritan. Samaritan. The one, the least likely person we thought would be able to demonstrate the love of God. Are we welcome to be shown something by somebody who we thought was a foreigner, who we thought was an enemy, who we thought we had a lot of difference with? Let's keep our minds open to the possibility of what God has to show us through our neighbors and how we can better love our neighbors. Amen. Let us stand and sing in praise of this good news.